Treaty Week in local school boards will feature webinars from several Indigenous community members, including Isaac Murdoch of Serpent River First Nation. Over 100 classes within the Upper Grand District School Board, or UGDSB, have already signed up. The webinars will also feature Shannon Paul, an artist from Treaty 3, Northwest Angle No. 33 in Lake of the Woods, Ontario. 5 live streams will be viewed by students throughout the region and focus on different subjects, including how treaties are important in understanding Indigenous veterans and how treaties are not just a human-to-human relationship. The Treaty Week 2023 website states, in 2016, Ontario passed legislation recognizing the first full week of November as Treaties Recognition Week. This annual event honors the importance of treaties and helps students and residents of Ontario learn more about treaty rights and relationships. Since 2020, Robinson Huron has used this opportunity to educate students and community members, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, about the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the work being done in the territory to establish a treaty-level governance body to address treaty-specific issues as well as efforts to return to traditional governance systems. When it comes to land, Indigenous Program Lead at UGDSB, Jerrica Fraser, says ensuring livable land for future generations is paramount.
I'm always very mindful about how am I acting in ways that I will ensure that my great-great-great-great-great-grandnieces and nephews will be able to have land that they can live on.
Fraser says recognizing the relationship is critical between board members and their nearest treaty partner. Marking Indigenous Remembrance Day is a webinar on treaty remembrance. The Freedom on the Land livestream will allow students to ask questions of presenters. Fraser says the country we live in wouldn't be what it is if not for treaties.
There is no Canada without treaties. So I think everybody has an opportunity to express gratitude and then move that gratitude into thinking about, okay, yeah, I'm really grateful, but what am I doing about it?
Fraser added, bettering relationships with Indigenous circles won't happen without some persistence.
How Indigenous people are inseparable from the land, I think is really, really important for people to understand, is that we will always be here and we really want to better that relationship. But it takes work. It takes action.
The live streams, Fraser pointed out, are available the whole month. This isn't just about November, though, she said, adding it's more than just a one-and-done week or day. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.